Chapter 20. The Lord sends Ammon to Midoni to deliver his imprisoned brethren. Ammon and Lamoni meet Lamoni's father, who is king over all the land. Ammon compels the old king to approve the release of his brethren. About 90 BC.
And it came to pass that when they had established a church in that land, that King Lamoni desired that Ammon should go with him to the land of Nephi, that he might show him unto his father. And the voice of the Lord came to Ammon, saying, Thou shalt not go up to the land of Nephi, for behold, the king will seek thy life. But thou shalt go to the land of Midoni, for behold, thy brother Aaron, and also Mulekai and Amma are in prison. Now it came to pass that when Ammon had heard this, he said unto Lamoni, Behold, my brother and brethren are in prison at Midoni, and I go that I may deliver them. Now Lamoni said unto Ammon, I know in the strength of the Lord thou canst do all things. But behold, I will go with thee to the land of Midoni. For the king of the land of Midoni, whose name is Antiamno, is a friend unto me. Therefore I go to the land of Midoni, that I may flatter the king of the land, and he will cast thy brethren out of prison. Now Lamoni said unto him, Who told thee that thy brethren were in prison? And Ammon said unto him, No one hath told me, save it be God. And he said unto me, Go and deliver thy brethren, for they are in prison in the land of Midoni. Now when Lamoni had heard this, he caused that his servants should make ready his horses and his chariots. And he said unto Ammon, Come, I will go with thee down to the land of Midoni. And there I will plead with the king that he will cast thy brethren out of prison. And it came to pass that as Ammon and Lamoni were journeying thither, they met the father of Lamoni, who was king over all the land. And behold, the father of Lamoni said unto him, Why did ye not come to the feast on that great day when I made a feast unto my sons and unto my people? And he also said, Whither art thou going with this Nephite, who is one of the children of a liar? And it came to pass that Lamoni rehearsed unto him whither he was going, for he feared to offend him. And he also told him all the cause of his tarrying in his own kingdom, that he did not go unto his father to the feast which he had prepared. And now, when Lamoni had rehearsed unto him all these things, behold, to his astonishment, his father was angry with him, and said, Lamoni, thou art going to deliver these Nephites, who are sons of a liar. Behold, he robbed our fathers. And now his children are also come amongst us, that they may, by their cunning and their lyings, deceive us, that they again may rob us of our property. Now the father of Lamoni commanded him that he should slay Ammon with the sword. And he also commanded him that he should not go to the land of Midoni, but that he should return with him to the land of Ishmael. But Lamoni said unto him, I will not slay Ammon, neither will I return to the land of Ishmael, but I go to the land of Midoni, that I may release the brethren of Ammon. For I know that they are just men and holy prophets of the true God. Now when his father had heard these words, he was angry with him, and he drew his sword that he might smite him to the earth. But Ammon stood forth and said unto him, Behold, thou shalt not slay thy son. Nevertheless, it were better that he should fall than thee, for behold, he has repented of his sins. But if thou shouldst fall at this time in thine anger, thy soul could not be saved. And again, it is expedient that thou shouldst forbear. For if thou shouldst slay thy son, he being an innocent man, his blood would cry from the ground to the Lord his God, for vengeance to come upon thee. And perhaps thou wouldst lose thy soul. Now when Ammon had said these words unto him, he answered him, saying, I know that if I should slay my son, that I should shed innocent blood. For it is thou that hast sought to destroy him. And he stretched forth his hand to slay Ammon. But Ammon withstood his blows, and also smote his arm that he could not use it. Now when the king saw that Ammon could slay him, he began to plead with Ammon that he would spare his life. But Ammon raised his sword and said unto him, Behold, I will smite thee, except thou wilt grant unto me that my brethren may be cast out of prison. Now the king, fearing he should lose his life, said, If thou wilt spare me, I will grant unto thee whatsoever thou wilt ask, even to half of the kingdom. Now when Ammon saw that he had wrought upon the old king according to his desire, he said unto him, If thou wilt grant that my brethren may be cast out of prison, and also that Lamoni may retain his kingdom, and that ye be not displeased with him, but grant that he may do according to his own desires in whatsoever thing he thinketh, then will I spare thee. Otherwise, I will smite thee to the earth. Now when Ammon had said these words, the king began to rejoice because of his life. And when he saw that Ammon had no desire to destroy him, and when he also saw the great love he had for his son Lamoni, he was astonished exceedingly, and said, Because this is all that thou hast desired, that I would release thy brethren, and suffer that my son Lamoni should retain his kingdom. Behold, I will grant unto you that my son may retain his kingdom from this time and forever, and I will govern him no more. And I will also grant unto thee that thy brethren may be cast out of prison, and thou and thy brethren may come unto me in my kingdom. For I shall greatly desire to see thee. For the king was greatly astonished at the words which he had spoken, and also at the words which had been spoken by his son Lamoni. Therefore he was desirous to learn them. And it came to pass that Ammon and Lamoni proceeded on their journey towards the land of Medoni. And Lamoni found favor in the eyes of the king of the land. Therefore the brethren of Ammon were brought forth out of prison. And when Ammon did meet them, he was exceedingly sorrowful, for behold, they were naked, and their skins were worn exceedingly because of being bound with strong cords. And they also had suffered hunger, thirst, and all kinds of afflictions. Nevertheless, they were patient in all their sufferings. And, as it happened, it was their lot to have fallen into the hands of a more hardened and a more stiff-necked people. Therefore, they would not hearken unto their words, and they had cast them out, and had smitten them, and had driven them from house to house, and from place to place, even until they had arrived in the land of Medoni. And there they were taken, and cast into prison, and bound with strong cords, and kept in prison for many days, and were delivered by Lamoni and Ammon.